This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's coming because the weather guys yesterday had said that maybe the wind would start to kick up yesterday, and then we would have a transition day today, and then the temperatures drop tomorrow. No, apparently so the wind will start kicking in today, mm-hmm. and then today. Literally, if your Halloween stuff is up, man, that 12-foot skeleton is going to look like one of them things out in front of the car dealerships with the arms, with the waving and the dancing and the it's apparently we're in for it tonight. I don't know. We haven't seen this in a minute. Michaela, are you prepared?
No, dude, I hate the wind. I'm not a wind girl. And I walked outside today and I felt it and I was like, no.
I can deal with just about anything. I'm with you on that. I hate wind.
Yeah,
just straight
I hate
up.
It.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, good. We're all going to be in a really good mood tomorrow. At least tomorrow will be Friday. But
yes.
That'll be fantastic. It's coming. But the good news again, we're almost to Friday, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Chef Buchanan Show is brought to you by our good friends. Man, do I love me some Chef Barry and everybody at Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. I know. Start thinking about that already. With the temperature, 10, 15 degrees cooler tomorrow, it'll get you in that mood a little more. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, all the fixings. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com and get ready for a first pick ripped from the headlines. Michaela's got an issue and she needs a roll. I said, this is really fun. I'm going to go ahead and put on my Judge Judy robe
a man after my heart.
See if we can't provide, with your help, of course, you faithful P1 listener of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Mm-hmm. See if we can't provide Michaela with a bit of a ruling. I got to be honest with you. She's already got her mind made up and she just wants absolution. But if that's what we need to provide, then that's what we're going to do. Coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's a P1's court edition of the first pick today. Michaela wants justice.
Yes,
Michaela,
I do.
Michaela wants vindication. Michaela wants blood. She wants blood. Well, I don't know.
I do.
I don't know if it's a talk. Do you want blood? Really?
Well, okay, maybe not blood, but I'd like some answers.
Okay, so this is funny. So you did photo shoot with this guy.
Yes. I did a photo shoot with this dude, and he's a great photographer. I paid for it. It wasn't like a collab or a switch off. I get the photos back.
Not one of those where you're both doing it for exposure.
Totally. Totally. I was a paying customer. I get the photos back. Listen, I love a little Photoshop. I love a little editing, but these photos are way too edited, and I do not like them, and I have to submit them for something important. So I email him, hey man, thanks for the photos. They're really great. Can I just have the raw images? Because I'm not loving the editing. I said it in a little more of a professional way. He sends me back.
Help me with this thing. I mean, is that important? That sounds to me like that's important context. Is it?
That I asked him for the raw images or that he over-edited?
You said I said it a little more professionally. Is that important here? Or you know what? Everybody, just keep in mind she was nice. She used a lot of words to explain.
Sure, yeah. Like this is really great. Thank you so much. Is it possible to have the raw image? I put it through my ChatGPT first, and then I sent it over. I swear to God, I did. I really did because I don't know how to talk.
Paid ChatGPT or free ChatGPT because it makes a difference.
No, free, obviously. So it was only half good. Look, yeah. Either way, I got an answer that I didn't like.
Sure.
And he said no, because I don't want my raw photography out there. And I don't want anyone to edit my photos. And I was like,
if
totally
anybody's
get
editing
that.
My if anybody's editing my originals, it's gonna be me type of thing.
Definitely. Now, while I understand that, it's still my face and it's still something I paid for. So,
and if I may, and for the record, Michaela and I have had this discussion a bit, so this is why and his argument, if I may, is that he's going, well, wait, you paid me for my, I have a particular set of skills and I will find you. And it, no, but I mean, he's like, this is what I do. This is my art.
Sure. You know, of course. I mean,
is that right? Is that kind of where?
Yes, 100%. Exactly how it is. And while I'm an artist and I totally get that, my face doesn't look like my face, babe, and I can't put it out there. So I have enough Botox and fillers on my own. Okay. Just don't over edit my photos. Give them to me. Right?
If anybody has a claim here, it's Michaela's plastic surgeon or whatever you call those people.
Just a nurse. No,
or dermatologist.
But in all serious,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, dude, okay, give me the photos. So we're like in this, I wouldn't say argument, but we're definitely at a point where like these photos that were paid for are either going to be used if he'll send them to me, or they're just not and it's a wash.
Yeah. So they're either used in the form that you don't like. So he's not giving you the originals, nor is he giving you your money back. He says, you paid me. Mm-hmm. I provided you with this service.
Right. This is my artistry. This is how it's going to look. Period.
And that's it.
Yeah, kind of. Uh-huh. And God, I'm bummed
it's
out.
It's always different when you say it out loud and hear it in your headphones. It's funny. Yeah. Like it's even different than, because we've said this out loud, and I thought I was pretty sure. But now that we're on the air talking about it, I don't know why it takes on a different feel for me. 702-364-9898. Your choice, either on Saturday night, Porter Robinson presents Smile. That's going to be a party at the Blue Live Theater, Fountain Blue. Or Nick Swartzen, also a party. Nick Swartzen, just different party. Nick Swartzen at the Summit Showroom at the Venetian. All of that courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. 702-364-9898. Does Michaela have a case? And understand that your opinion might not translate to fact. You know what I'm saying? I've battled this all the way around. I'm not sure. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
You know, hey, look, you know, I'll go to the wall for you. I'll show up to this, guys. I'll show up. I was like, let me go talk to him. I was like, no, we don't need to do that.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's going to settle this for us?
We got Patrick Drago from the Southwest.
All right, Pat. So Michaela had a photo shoot. The dude sent back pictures. They're super heavily edited. She hates them. She said, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Give me the originals. I like what we did. I just don't like what you did. She said, give me the originals or give me my money back. He said, neither.
Yeah.
You take what you get and like it. I'm an artiste. Okay, now it's funnier saying it the second time. I am an artiste. Mm-hmm. This is my work. Okay, you know, I was Team Michaela. I was hashtag Team Michaela all the way through.
Thank you.
I'm teetering.
No.
Only because I get the I'm an artist argument. I do get that. But Patrick, what's your ruling on this? Does she get the originals? Does she get her money back? Does she just have to suck it up? She knew what she was getting into. Suck it up and like it. What's your ruling, sir?
I'm Team Michaela. Either at least get the money back, you know.
Thanks, dude.
Gonna give the photos. That's what I would say.
Yeah, because you know, here's my question.
Had he gone the other way on this, would you still be so excited?
I would have hung up the phone on him. Don't you get it? I'm just kidding. No, I'm open to whatever. But it makes me mad too. Like, I creatively directed this photo shoot, so I feel like I also invested a lot. He just had to snap the photos. So I feel like not only would it be a wash of the photos, it'd be a wash of this, like, really cool creative idea I thought of. Not that I'm, like, so cool, but, like, I really took a lot of time to think about this and then to have it photographed. So it does bother me because it'd be like a waste of a creative idea as well.
I think the, you know, where now I'm leaning back towards Team Michaela, but I'm not sure what the, I mean, the right thing to do, I think, at this point, if he doesn't want to give you, he either does have to give you the originals or he has to give you your money back because you're a customer and you're not satisfied. And he might be well served to communicate just a little more, you know, be a little more forward with, hey, here's how I like to work.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You're going to give me this amount of money. You've come to me for a reason. This is what I'm going to give you back. If you're not, you know, if you're not happy with it, I still need to be paid for my time and my effort. You know, so maybe there's a refund option.
Definitely. I will say, though, I don't know if this... Yeah. I don't know if this makes a difference. We'll see how it goes. But he also has not responded to me in 24 hours, which isn't the biggest deal. But now I'm like, oh, no, dude. Now I hope I don't get ghosted altogether.
Well, yeah. Well, then that's bad. That's super bad. You've hurt his feelings, I'm sure.
For sure.
He's sensitive. He's an artiste. We're all
the same
way.
He's an artiste.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you're that way.
Well,
I'm
he hurt
that
my
way.
Feelings.
We're that way. Adrian's that way. We're all that way. Rather, Patrick's not that way. Patrick's tough. Patrick's not soft like us.
No.
Patrick works for a living. Come on.
That's right.
All right. One more thing, Patrick. What do you want? You want the Porter Robinson Presents Smile on Saturday, or you want to go to Nick Swartzen on Saturday?
Porter Robinson.
My man. Yeah. Cool. Everybody has picked that this week. That's cool. Thanks for your assistance, dude.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, can we clear something? Well, okay, two things. First and foremost, Jeff Buchanan Show brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Oh, my God, yes.
Yes.
Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal, complete turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. Order now. And seriously, get it done now. Get it. Take that off of your list. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. You want to go out and try and shop for Thanksgiving stuff and fight all those people and like, hey, look, you got turkey on sale. Oh, God. Sounds awful. Although I just saw Butterball. Are you interested? Michaela, do you cook Thanksgiving dinner? Ever?
No. Mm-mm. I tried to, and it didn't go well one year, so I just bought a turkey and passed it off as my own. And if my family's listening, they now know the truth. I didn't make that, guys.
Well, Barry's Downtown Prime. That's your new recipe. Hell yeah.
Yes. Get
it up. Lindsay Pinnefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Are you the Thanksgiving chef in your family?
I absolutely am.
Makes sense.
I'm appreciative of the fact that I have graduated in certain circles. It depends on who else shows up, but I actually get to be the turkey carver, and I'm pretty decent at it. I'm not so bad at it.
That also makes sense.
I can tell you're impressed. I can tell you're all impressed.
We battle on who gets to make what sides.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In fact, did I see, I got to go back and look through my emails. I think I saw somebody asking for a relationship rehab where they're fighting over, like, she makes something and it's not good and they don't want her to bring it, but she's going to bring it anyway. And there's a big,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
You remember seeing that?
It was like a salad or something.
Yeah, there's a big behind the scenes fight over, well, we don't want to hurt her feelings, but it really sucks. Uh-huh. And so, and you know, and so the quick answer, the quick and dirty answer is, well, just don't eat it. But then that is that even more hurtful. Oh, good Lord. See the things that we
see,
have to do.
I've got the answer for this one. I've got the answer for that one.
What is it?
Whatever dish they're making, you also make the same exact dish that's actually going to be better. And then you don't have to worry about it. If they don't eat that one, great. If they eat yours, then she knows. And she, like, you pick up on the fact that everyone else would rather eat the other one.
It's hurtful, though. That sucks. I mean, even one year, I fried a turkey and my wife baked a turkey, and everybody was like, oh, my God, fried turkey, it's so great. There was nothing wrong with Amy's turkey. It was not a single. In fact, it was fantastic. But the fried turkey, it was just fried turkey. And I pumped that thing full of marinade and spices and everything. And it just, it's fantastic. And I'm not even sure how I do it. But I could tell. She died a little inside that day.
Aw, you know? Amy.
Yeah. It was just, she was like, yeah. You can just tell, like the light in her eyes didn't burn as brightly that day, you know?
So, we love you, Amy.
We have two questions. Number one.
All right.
Michaela, will you please explain why you call Lindsay Pennefell Auntie Lindsay, because she's not your aunt.
And oh,
somebody,
I know.
Literally, somebody asked me, like, why does she call her that? And I'm like,
Auntie Lindsay.
So...
Auntie Michaela.
I love you. Well, listen, we bonded because she brought her baby nephew, who's so darling. He's so cute. She spends a lot of time with her nephew, and I spend a lot of time with my niece. And so we were like, listen, we're not moms, but we're aunts, and we're obsessed with our nieces and nephews, and we just bonded on it. And so now we say, hey, Auntie Lindsay. Hey, Auntie Mick. And she's just my buddy. She's my little auntie buddy, and I love being an aunt, and so does she. So we... we vibe off of that.
And it kind of just carries over. It carries over to, you know, to on the air.
Yeah.
You know, from off the air. Second question. And this one's directed at you, Ms. Pennefell.
Oh.
One of the local, very well-known news anchors reached out yesterday and said, I'm hearing there may be some sort of update on the Reba case today. We have it noted in today's show planner. Is there an update? I don't think we've missed it. Here's what's great.
So sometimes I also
learned that they listen to the show to see if there are. So hi, you know what newsroom you're in. You know that you're listening right now, and we love you long time. Thank you for listening. So was there rumblings yesterday? Because I said I hadn't heard anything.
I have not heard anything, but sometimes they have quicker connections with law enforcement sooner than we do. So there could be, which now I will do some digging.
Yes.
They were, the way I understood it, and just from if I'm picking up what they were putting down in a previous conversation, I believe they thought the update was coming from you. So if you don't know, and they don't know, and I don't know, and we don't know, I don't think I think we're right where we are. All right, good.
Yeah. Well, I will dig and I will find out.
Yeah, you always do.
You know what? One final question. Shelley says, deep fried turkey is blasphemy. Her husband always wants to do that. She says, nope, I need the drippings for gravy. Is deep fried, Lindsay Pennefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project, is deep fried turkey blasphemy?
Absolutely not. But I do. We cook multiple different turkeys on Thanksgiving. So I absolutely love the deep fried. It's flavorful. Uh-huh.
And don't be shocked. Right? And depending on the number of people, there may also be some sort of tri-tip or maybe there may be some beef product and potentially a rack of lamb. Again, depending on how many people.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So,
yep.
Deep fried turkey, blasphemous?
Not for me at all, but I'm not a deep fried girl.
I'll change your ways.
No, I won't like it.
I'll change your ways.
All right, send me a little piece.
All right. Well, everybody stay in touch. We'll meet back here again tomorrow. Again, Vegas Pet Rescue Project on social. Put underscores between all the words to get them on social. Or the website is vegaspetrescueproject.com.org.net.edu. Just keep trying them until you find one that actually works. Anything else, Lynn?
No, that's it. I'll touch base with you guys. We're kind of digging more, seeing if we can use MCs for the pickleball tournament. So I don't know what your guys' schedule looks like, but we'll touch base.
God, I don't, you know, hang on, is my mom calling me? Yeah, I'll be right there. All right, great. Hey, Lindsay, we'll see you later.
Bye, Lindsay.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Rebecca Miller of Boca Park. That was Boca Park's second win yesterday, but it's Rebecca Miller's first win on Michaela's hometown throwdown. How you doing, champ?
I'm doing good. I've been a good student. I've been studying.
You go, girl.
I love that. That's so good. Yes. What did you, by the way, what did you win yesterday? Did you get Coldplay or did you get Joe Coy?
Coldplay.
So you're playing for Joe Coy tickets today. And then if they beat you, they get their choice. Okay, cool. Who is our challenger, by the way?
A former one-time winner, Allison Hudson, Mountain's Edge.
Really? Welcome back, Allison.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What might you do differently this time that you learned from last time's adventure when you were a one-time champion?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I just got to be quick.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
That is true. And by the way, that one win that you had was Mountain's Edge's, that's funny to say, Mountain's Edge's only win in Michaela's hometown throwdown. So,
wow.
Kind of carrying the torch for the whole development. You know what I'm saying? No pressure. Jeez.
Wow, this is It's a lot of pressure.
You guys know how to do this then. Buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you just to make sure. And first 1 to 3 is the winner. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
What legendary quarterback just became a part owner of the Raiders?
2, 1.
Allison?
No, too late. Sorry. What were you going to answer, Allison?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that would have been the correct answer, but you were late. It is Tom Brady. Sorry about that, y'all. I got to take the first one. One zip me.
This legendary singer is still upset that she never released a grunge album she recorded in 1995, but she just might after her holiday season when All I Want for Christmas Is You is totally played out.
Becca.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah, it sounds like Mariah. Is it Mariah Carey?
Yeah, it is.
It sounds like Mariah Carey. Look at that. Becca has one. I have one. Allison was really close, but still with 0.
Cynthia Erivo is extremely upset about how fans are editing her movie posters online, so she called her friend Ariana Grande. What movie are they both starring in?
Better get it.
Becca! Gosh. What?
I like it.
Good
Becca,
Lord.
Your answer, please.
Brain fart. Sorry.
That is brain fart. Brain fart is incorrect. I'm sorry. Allison, knowing now that the movie that we're talking about is not Brain Fart, what movie are we talking about?
I don't know.
Honestly, it's almost not fair, only because I am obsessed. A, it's Wicked is the answer.
Yes. Too late.
I'm telling you, I think that they're fooling all of us. They've gone to the Kardashian school of marketing, and I think this is a bunch of fake controversy. Apparently, fans are all very, very upset because the movie poster is different from the Broadway poster of Wicked. And they've made this whole thing out of that fans are upset and that Cynthia's upset that the fans are upset and all of this other stuff. And honestly, it might be the most brilliant free marketing that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
In any event, I've got two. Rebecca's got one. Allison's still waiting to get on the board. What's next?
This tennis legend had a benign cyst removed from her neck, and she's warning her sister Venus to stay on top of her health. What's her name?
Allison, very calmly, Allison boasted.
Yeah,
very
so calmly,
Allison. As opposed to Becca, 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 Becca. Yes. Yes, Allison, you are correct. It is Serena Williams. And Allison's on the board, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Let's go.
Allison with one, Rebecca with one. I've got two.
It's a good thing this basketball player has other income streams because she says her WNBA salary doesn't even cover her rent. What's her name?
Could be all of them.
Well, but this one's specific. Two, one, and oh my God. And for the win, for me, the answer is Angel Reese. And yeah, so we've got to send you bowl packing.
Oh, sorry, you guys.
But here's what's stupid about this. Angel Reese said, yeah, my salary doesn't cover my rent. And they went, well, how much is your rent? She went, $8,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God.
What are you doing? Like, yeah, what are you doing?
Downsize, sister.
Yeah.
They're majorly underpaid compared to other sports, though.
Well, but then you've also got to look at it like a bit. It's not generating, not yet. It's growing. Nobody loves the WNBA more than me. It's growing, but it's not generating that cash yet. It will. Yeah. And it'll get there. I just think that maybe they need to loosen up a little bit and let guys like Mark Davis pay people under the table. But if you got it, you got it. Because honestly, yeah. Uncle Mark would handle business, and the guy in New York would handle business. And I could talk WNBA forever. We should do a podcast. Both of you, Rebecca and Allison, you are delightful, but we have to let you go.
Sorry, girls.
Have a great one.
Two new contestants tomorrow. We will give you your choice right now of Coldplay tickets for the Music of the Spheres World Tour delivered by DHL at Allegiant Stadium Friday, June 6th, or Joe Coy, the Just Being Coy Tour at T-Mobile Arena Friday, November 8th, whatever works for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So excited to find out what she picks. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Amber Vickers, Spring Valley.
So, Amber, what's it going to be? Coldplay or Joe Coy?
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Nice.
You got him then. Coldplay, Music of the Spheres World Tour, delivered by DHL at Allegiant Stadium, Friday, June 6th, 2025. Courtesy of our friends at Live Nation, you have plenty of time to pick out your outfit.
Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Right. Go, girl.
Hang tight 1 second while we grab some info from you. That means Joe Coy tickets for the Just Being Coy Tour at T-Mobile Arena Friday, November 8th. Those could very well be yours as we do a 177-second survey. How many, Michaela, do you do more than one Christmas tree in your house?
Yeah, I do. It depends on where I'm living. Like, I've had like two different apartments in the past 8 years. And I've had about two.
At the same time?
Yeah, one in the bedroom and one in the living room.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. We're
a one tree house. And that was really funny because the other day, it was just kind of a one off. We were talking about When do you start decorating? And there's probably two types of people in the world, or three types of people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
November 1st people, Halloween's mm-hmm. over. Take that stuff down. Put the other stuff up.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving weekend people, like, okay, Thanksgiving's over. Now it's time to focus on Christmas. Or I guess there's four types. There's the third type that just they don't decorate at all. Or the fourth type that they've already got their tree up and they put a sheet over it and it's a ghost for the next 2 weeks. Right? Then somebody else said, hey, you forgot about us. What about the people that have multiple trees? So we have to start now. And I went, yeah. I've never thought of such a thing.
Love
so,
it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, remember my friend Michelle that we met at, or that you met at the, at Drop the Trop? Remember
yes. That? Yeah. She's wonderful.
She just put a picture up on social. Did you know that they had like a plunger, like one of the, it looks like the cartoons. You know where you got the two hand, the handle that you put the two hands on and then you push it down and boom.
Yeah, yeah. When I was walking out, I saw it as like the photo op. It was so cool. I did.
I'm
I saw
so
it.
So mad. We would have taken pictures of that thing.
I know. Ridiculous. I know. It was cool.
My reaction to that was not unlike my reaction yesterday. Were you genuinely, I was shocked by the Liam Payne, the One Direction guy news yesterday.
I was shocked. Devastating.
And it was like, I don't know that that you would call me particularly a 1D fan, but it was such a big part of our lives there for a while. You know, anybody in pop music and, you know, and that kind of thing.
Sure. And he's just so young. Like, yeah. Even if you're not into the music, because I wasn't either. It was shocking to see and how it all happened. It was really sad.
Yeah. Kind of blown away. It was wild. And there's more news coming out this morning that, yeah, apparently he was battling demons. And you never like to see that. You just never like to see it. All right. On to better things. Adrian, who's on the phone, please?
We got Alicia Flamenco Wagon Wheel.
Well, hello, Alicia. How are things halfway to Boulder City? Hi.
You know what? I like it over there.
Have you been to El Torito lately?
Not recently, but it's one of our family favorites.
Absolutely. How about Johnny Max?
Actually, yeah, that's our favorite place to watch football games.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
See, can you tell I'm hungry? And B, can you tell that I have not been to Deep Hendo in a while and I need to make a trip? It's time. It's
time to be there.
You gotta
make it down to our neck of the woods.
Here's the other question as your 177 second survey begins. How many Christmas trees do you put up each year?
Just one.
We had people when we were talking about when do you do it?
Okay, so this is an argument in my house every year because I'm a huge Disney fan, and last year Hallmark launched this Nightmare Before, I'm sorry, not Nightmare Before Christmas, it was a Haunted Mansion, so I have like a tree topper and all these ornaments, which is like Halloween, right? So I told my husband, we should put it up for Halloween and Christmas because it covers both.
Oh, cute.
And that didn't go over so well?
Well, we haven't put it up yet, but I'm working on it. The whole
season
for next Thursday.
You know what? I'm going to unscheduled question for the 177 second survey. Don't you normally get your way?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Happy life.
You go, yeah. Mama.
Okay. So you're putting it up this weekend is what you're telling me.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That sounds like a good idea.
She's actively putting it up right now while she's on the phone with us.
Well, he is at her direction. Yeah. He's going to do the work on this. We all know how this is going to go down.
100%.
There's a big, hang on, I got to go find this thing again, but there's a big argument online about, you can't just show up to somebody's house without letting them know, can you?
Oh, no. Oof. I feel like that's so rude.
That you used to be able to do that, and that's, you know, because that's why they made doorbells. But can I tell you, we don't even have a doorbell at our house, and it makes a friend of ours crazy Because she's like, well, I can't just pop by. And it's like, no, you can send a text first.
Yeah.
And I said, even if you send the text on the way, you know, just while you're coming over, just send the text, Sam, on the way. Just so, you know, everybody has pants on and whatnot.
Right?
But you can't just...
That's common courtesy.
Are we equally as rude for not having a doorbell?
I don't think so. I wish I didn't have a doorbell. And the solicitors couldn't ring it.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's why we removed it, because we don't really need it. And if you're not invited, here's a true story. If you're not invited, I don't want you at my house. I just don't. I'm not anti anybody. You know me. I'm not antisocial. I love people. But if you're not invited, I don't want you there.
Well, that's why we have a Ring cam and not a doorbell, so we can see who's at the door. Oh, God, this sounds so shady. I swear to God, it's not meant to be. But we can see who's at the door. And if it's like not a call we want to take, we're like, bye, not answering, not home.
Yeah, that's everybody does that. You do that. Admit to it.
I just did. I said I did. Sounds shady, but
No. I'm talking to Flamenco over there.
Yeah.
Talking to Wagon Wheels. Wagon Wheels finest over there.
No, honest truth, we have a camera too. And so we are very selective.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Everybody does it.
The only person that does that is my dad, and I will give him grace because he's my dad. But I'm also like homeboy. You can't like text first. We're not even home, and he's like, "Hey, I'm here to see the kids," and we're like, "Yeah, we're not there."
Oh,
yeah, and then he gives you something, you know, like, "I brought you into this world, I can take you out," you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, we get it. All right, have a great time at Joe Coy.
Thank you so much,
ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
You seriously have to do this. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Chef Barry is letting you... basically, Chef Barry's cooking Thanksgiving dinner for you. And honestly, that's a deal you don't want to turn down.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. Order it now at... And seriously, you go, yeah, but Thanksgiving's a long way up. Listen... A month from next Thursday, you want your mind blown? A month from next Thursday is Thanksgiving, right?
How?
And then 5 weeks, so 6 weeks, 6 weeks from today, 40, or is it 7 weeks? Well, I don't know. It's 49. What is it? 49 days until toy drive. So that would be 7 times 7 is 49. Have I miscounted the days until toy drive?
Oh.
But 6 weeks. If it is in fact 49 days, then it's 6 weeks to Thanksgiving. 7 weeks until toy drive. From today, from this very moment.
Crazy.
I'm just saying. Yeah, CircaLasVegas.com. Just go, just get it out of the way. Just get it, you know, literally, get it off of your plate and onto your plate, if you know what I'm saying. That's stupid. I regret saying that. Relationship rehab. Heard you guys talking about the Chicago Marathon on Monday. Oh, that's funny. Two Alicias in a row. We just talked to an Alicia, and now we got another one. My really good friend just ran the Chicago Marathon too. It was her first one, and now she is addicted. Her running friends, in quotes, her running friends, of which I am not one. Heard that, sissy. Now want to do another marathon in a few months, and her husband is totally against it. Because, and I know the question that comes to your mind is why? Why? Because they want to go to France to run the marathon.
Okay.
The friend, is furious that I, someone who always talks about how important it is for people to travel to Europe because you get a different perspective on life in America, She's furious that I don't have her back. But I know that I wouldn't let my husband just take off to Paris or wherever without me. Now, I know what everybody is thinking. Everybody in capital letters. What everybody is thinking. Why not just bring the husband and kids, says Alicia. They can't afford all that. She has a good job and makes her own money. So I know a bunch of people are going to be like, just go. But that's real simple when it's not your husband and kids and best friend who think it's a bad idea. Which is, yes, which I had many of these same questions. And yes, I also hear the argument. Well, if you have your own money and it's your money and all of that, well, why not just go? Okay, that's real simple when you're not the one who has to face the heat at home. However, what do we do? Well, or what should she do? This is one of those and the always famous, you just gotta talk to him and talk it out. No, they're already talking. He's against it. She wants to do it. He's against it. This is for us to talk out. They've already done all the talking. Now it's time for us to talk it out. 702-364-9898. Nick Swartzen is going to be at the Summit Showroom at Venetian Saturday night, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. We will give you tickets if you're caller number 25 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I feel weird. I feel like I'm on the wrong side of this one somehow.
I do too.
Perhaps.
I do too.
But okay, so Alicia reached out. I heard you guys talking about Chicago Marathon on Monday because there was cool stuff that happened. And we just touched on it and it spurred this. Alicia says, my really good friend just ran the Chicago Marathon as well. It was her first one. Now she's addicted. Her running friends, of which I am not one, are like, hey, let's go to France. Her husband is like, oh, hell no. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not entirely sure why, but it sounds like the issue is the money. Isn't that what that sounds like, Michaela?
I don't know. I can't be sure it's money. I think it might be like responsibility and kids and school and a lot of things.
All of that. Okay. In addition to.
Yeah.
The only reason why I brought up money was just because I know what everybody is thinking. Why not just bring your husband and kids? They can't afford all that. Then she goes on to mention about her job and how she makes her own money. And then because of that, Alicia's like, yeah, just go then. You make your own money, girl. You do what you want. Well. And Alicia's side of it, too, was she was like, I wouldn't let my husband just take off without me. I didn't even think about that part because I was stuck on the money part.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if you add all of that in together, it's okay. I'm sorry, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Alex.
Alex, what do you think about this?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So I guess if you take the money, I guess if we don't know the situation, the whole money situation, right? But to me, it sounds like, it almost just sounds like, why wouldn't you let her go? If the situation is not the money. I don't know. I just kind of feel like, are they jealous they can't go?
She said they can't afford all of that.
For all of them to go.
Right. So yeah, my guess is it's good, not great. You know what I mean? Like a lot of us. It's fine, but I'm not just... Hey, let's go to Paris.
I guess I get it, but I kind of feel like why would you say like, oh, well, I want to let my husband go. I mean, I guess I just don't feel, I don't have that kind of like, if my husband had that kind of opportunity, I'd be like, yeah, go, you know, like, yeah. I feel like that's really cool. And you should experience that. Like, just because not everybody can afford to do that in the first place and have your whole family go to Paris. But if it's something that, you know, they can, maybe, we don't know that situation, but like, if they can, like, why not let your wife go and experience that? Unless, I don't know.
Sure.
She did just go to Chicago. So I don't know if that factors in, but yeah, and she's going with a group of my assumption is like her running friends are a bunch of like a, you know, it's like a group of girlfriends. It's not like she's going off to France with Jean-Claude. You know what I mean? And like, oh, sorry, there's only one bed in the room. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
right.
I don't. And really, I think what it comes down to, what's really funny about this is I'll bet depending on if we had another caller, we had another person that it's kind of how you live your life, like how you live your life now. That's what your answer is going to be, you know, because I don't fully get it either. I'm actually trying to reverse engineer this to figure out what the actual objections are. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see his side and why, because, but there's damage done on both sides if they can't come to an agreement. You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm listening to the husband's side. Here's where it got me. It's her first one. She's not a big runner. This hasn't been a lifelong goal. It's her first run. Maybe it's a lot. It's a lot for the mom to leave and him to be home with the kids. We're coming in, you know, like that's a lot of responsibility. It is a lot of money, even if they don't necessarily share money. Maybe like a good middle ground would be, hey, if you want to keep doing this and this is like a goal, maybe we could prepare for it for like next year. We could all go together. Because I'm so conflicted. I'm never down to tell a woman just because she's a mom to not be able to go and experience life. Because I think it makes her a better mom, a better wife. She's not going to do anything. She's going to run with her friends. But it is the first run that she's done. Like maybe we get a few more under our belt, get a little more like committed and then go to Paris. And maybe that's how he feels. He's like, this is a big commitment to leave. Maybe you just you do a few more and like then maybe we could talk about it.
Yeah, I like the work you've done here.
Thank you. I really worked hard. What?
That's really, boy, ladies and gentlemen, look at the big brain on Michaela Gordon today. That's very, wow.
Thank you very much.
No one else? One man clapping? That's it?
Okay, I'm right here. I'll clap for myself, baby. Don't worry. Dominic.
How about, can we agree on this, Alex, that maybe you say maybe 2025 is not the answer, but how about we look ahead at 2026 and try and make this happen?
Yeah, I think that is fair. That's true. When you put it that way, right? Marriage is all about negotiations, right? So
yeah,
I agree. Yeah, I do agree with that. I just I'm really curious about the whole story, about the whole picture. Like, I agree with that part too. Like, I just really want to know more.
Well, yeah, and also, like, if you're like me, I want to do new things all the time. And even my fiance is like, love this. Are you going to stick to this? Or is this like when I wanted to learn how to do something, she was like, are you going to stick to this? Is this a for sure thing?
Motorcycle.
Oh, no, baby. I ride. I'm a full rider, honey.
What I'm saying. But if that's one thing that would be a, hey, this is new.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, don't go on a cross country road trip unless you're fully, you know, committed. Maybe we wait a year. And if they wait maybe 2 years, they can put money aside so the whole family can go. They make it a family trip, a family vacation, support the mama.
We have ruled. We have ruled together as one, the three of us. Nicely done. Have fun at Nick Swartzen on Saturday night. You didn't even know? You were just doing this out of the goodness of your heart? You were just helping with your time and your talents.
And your
brilliance and wow. We'll see now. Yeah. I mean, we were kind of committed to giving you the tickets. Now we want to give you the tickets.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
This is the greatest. A minute ago, Michaela gives me the up down. She goes, where's your purple? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, and she just rolled her eyes. She just rolled her eyes, knowing full well. Here's the thing. This is our relationship. So she knows that if she gives me the up down and she goes, where's your purple? And I go, what are you talking about? And she just goes, ugh, and turns away. She knows that 38 seconds later, when Sabrina Carpenter's done singing, that I'm going to go, why am I supposed to be wearing purple?
Yeah. Well, listen, you wear purple on October 17th to support survivors of domestic violence. And we do a lot of work with Shade Tree. They made that post, and I think it's a great cause. So put your purple on right now, Chep Buchanan, when you go home.
What? Okay, do you know, and hopefully, if this is something you don't want to talk about, Now, okay, you drug me into this. Let me see if I can drag us into deeper water. Okay. Is there a reason for October 17th? Or is it just like, no, this is what we
do? I actually don't know. I know that it's Domestic Awareness Month. And yes. I did an event yes. for Shade Tree last week, and they raise a bunch of money, and they do a lot of work for our Vegas community, and it is a really serious issue. I don't know the significance of October 17th. I just know I've always known that that's the day. And it's sort of, it's just a day that everyone acknowledges and is like, hey, girls, and men also. I always say girls, but men as well. Like, we support you. We love you. And honestly, shout out to the men, because I know that's always sort of
topic. Don't feel like you have to go back and clean it up. You did great. It's fine. You're good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, things don't. Yeah. And by the way, things don't always have to be so serious. You know what I mean? And the other thing, sometimes I don't have to ask so many questions. Just let it, you know, let it be. So if you still have time and you still have the ability today to make the choice, wear purple today and support our buddies at Shade Tree. And that, you know, and that's. Can I also tell you one other thing? We have, this is, I'll pull back the curtain just the tiniest bit. It's not uncommon for radio stations and radio companies to give away cash. And it's usually in like $1,000 chunk, you know, that kind of thing. We've upped the game ever so slightly. Where we're talking about your opportunity to fall in to your share of $140,000 in like $5,000 chunks. It's we're switching it up just a touch, and it truly, no pun intended, might pay off for you again, pun intended.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This is so weirding me out, and I cannot believe it's worse than I thought. I thought this was a myth. What? Honestly, I didn't think it was even true. A quarter, 25% of Gen Zers say that they have brought a parent to a job interview with them in the last year.
Goodbye. Just goodbye. Chet.
2 out of 5, nearly 40%, say that their parent went with them to the office, but didn't necessarily go in the room. They were just there for moral support. However, a quarter said their parent physically sat in on the interview.
I wanted to make fun of this story so bad until a memory just came into my mind. I had an audition a couple of years ago for a singing show here, and I told Sky Miles, who we love and know, I call her my mama. She kind of acts like that. I'm doing the audition on stage. I'm on stage, and all of a sudden I hear clapping from the back of the theater. Sky was in the back watching my audition to make sure everything went good as sort of moral support, and I will never let her live that down. It was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen. How can I talk about these people?
1 in 5 said that they at least introduced themselves to the manager, the parent.
Oh, God.
Now, if it's, hey, nice to meet you, Bob. Please hire my kids so they'll move out. Then I understand it. But otherwise,
it's too much.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
What?
I think we need a Thursday morning edition of...
Fill in the blank!
Yes! Where have you been for so long, fill in the blank? I've missed you. Many police officers in Florida wear sunglasses, as you might imagine, to protect their eyes from the sun. They can also come in handy with this dope. Police in the great state of...
Florida.
Yeah. We're called to a report of an...
A crime, assault?
Yes, but specifically, I'm making hand signals just so you know.
I know, mouth it. Sun, moon, excitement, hands.
Explosion.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Explosion and... moon?
I don't
don't even know.
I was just kind of making my hands go boom.
But it kind of looked like a dance, yeah, too. Yeah.
I really could have been anything. Confetti. Really, is what that could have been. There was reports of an explosion and smoke. No confetti, but it could have been on Monday night. And when they got there, they encountered a, how old is he?
35.
39-year-old man named Joseph Morton, who was yelling at them from his
home
backyard.
Uh-huh.
He came out front, and he was armed with a handheld
gun.
Flamethrower. Most guns, for the record, are handheld.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, fair.
This guy had a flamethrower, and he pointed it at the cops.
Dang.
The cops had their own
sunglasses.
They had their own blanks drawn.
Guns.
Right, guns. Okay. Sorry, I didn't give enough context. That's on me. That one's on me right
Thanks,
there.
Dude.
Confetti. No. So the cops had their guns. Joe had his flamethrower,
sure,
and would not put it down.
Yeah.
He was super close to them, close enough. And one of the cops had kind of come around the side. I've seen the video. One of the cops came around the side, and they were so close that one of the cops just reached out and blanked the flamethrower away from him.
Grabbed it.
Yeah, yanked it.
Wow, good for him, because that's kind of scary.
So they got it away, but guess who else got away?
The criminal.
Joe did.
Joe.
So he retreated into his house, and when he came out, he decided that instead he would blank an officer with a blank.
He would stab an officer with a knife.
He would blind an officer with a flashlight.
Oh, my God.
So you go from flamethrower to flashlight. That's what you got in the house.
He's creative.
Joseph was tased at that point.
Yeah.
And then taken into custody. He was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and resisting an officer. And all's well that pretty much ends well. And thank goodness for us, because that gives us a really good fill in the blank.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.